What would happen if your blinds weren't completely drawn and it showed some light?
They would certainly knock at the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd certainly be told. I used to make blackouts.
Really?
When I was 10 years old, I was making blackouts.
For your own family? For other family?
For other people as well, yeah.
What did you make them out of?
We used to make them out of... I used to make them out of stuff called sisal craft. It was like a very thin felt. Very, very thin felt. That's what I used to make them out of. And laths.
But if it was very thin, wouldn't the light show through?
No, it wasn't thin. It was only thin in thickness, but it was...
Okay.
It was funny stuff. Yeah, good job to explain what it was like.
But it obviously didn't let any light through.
It was like a plastic, I don't know what it... No, it didn't let any light through, no.
So how would you make them? Would you make them like ordinary curtains, or...?
No, they were a frame. You'd make a frame and then pin this sisal craft to it.
Right.
Staple it to it. And, all windows were different. I can remember, I was making them at 10 years old. Because I used to love woodwork. I can remember buying the tools, one or two tools down at Bedhampton when the war broke out. I brought home one or two tools because I always wanted to. I've still got them.
What would happen if the ARP chap came along and warned you that your blinds weren't meeting? And if he had to do that several times?
I think you'd probably get a fine of some sort.
Yeah.
Well, you could be fined for showing too much light. Yeah. You could be fined for...